Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
An elderly woman is dead after a house fire early this morning in St. Anne. A look at the efforts by firefighters to save her and her home.
If I had known that I only had 12 years with her, them hugs would have been a little bit more tight.
And a Florissant mother grieves the loss of her 12-year-old daughter to the flu, her plea for help this morning.
An Illinois judge orders former President Donald Trump to be removed from the state's presidential primary ballot. Why the ruling is paused for now and how Trump and his supporters are responding. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. It is Thursday, February 29th. It's a leap day, and you are watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Thank you all for waking up with us. We're going to start with a live look at our roof camera here in Maryland Heights and also get a check in on your forecast from meteorologist Angela Huddy on the Lakeside Renovation and Design weather deck. And you got to pay attention because we just don't know what to expect these days, Angela.
It's been such a warm month that these cold, cold mornings have been an oddity really almost this month. And so with temperatures in the teens and low 20s, make sure you are bundled up this morning, even though a lot of the focus is going to be on the fact that we're going to start warming things up as we head to the weekend. A little warmer today and tomorrow, I think much warmer by Saturday and Sunday. But we got to focus on our Thursday. Out the door this morning, we are in the teens in some outlying areas, especially across Lincoln, Warren, down into much of Franklin County this morning. Seen a lot of teens in that area, also out along the I-57 corridor in Illinois. Metro St. Louis in the low to mid 20s. So bundle it up for the bus stop this morning. Gonna want the gloves, the hat, along with that good coat. By this afternoon, we will be about 10 degrees warmer than where we got yesterday, and we won't have those gusty winds. Highs today will be in the low 50s as the south wind gets going. So a little better today. We are going to warm it up towards the weekend. We'll have that weekend outlook for you and talk about some rain chances as well coming up in a few minutes.
Okay, taking 70 west in our St. Charles area right now. This is what we're dealing with. Actually, it looks like it might have just cleared. We had lots of flashing lights right on that right-hand shoulder. A stalled vehicle seems to have cleared. Still, you're going to deal with those residual delays. Heading eastward, though, into the city, things look good leading up to our 270-70 interchange. What I want you to keep in mind, we've got that northbound lane closure from 270 getting on to 70 west. This going on until March 6th. Starting up later tonight, going into early morning. Still, if you're heading eastward on 70, things look nice moving past air flight right now. That'll stick around as you hit our city limits of view, just as you get over the McKinley Bridge. Things moving nicely. Keep in mind, though, you're dealing with a good 2-mile stretch of slowdown on Highway 3 leading up. Still, your commute over McKinley sitting around 35 miles per hour. It's going to be that same deal heading over all our other major bridges into downtown St. Louis. However, once you get here, 44, we've got a lane closure between east and west starting at 9 a.m. lasting until 2 p.m. Now, this will be between Biddle and Pine. Back to you.
An elderly woman died overnight following an intense fire at her home.
The Power of Two's Chris Frenier has been talking to fire officials. He's live where this fire happened with what we know right now. Chris.
Well, John, good morning to both of you. We are on the 3200 block of Creme here in St. Anne, not far from Ashby Road. The fire scene was at the home here just behind us. Crews have since cleared this area. At this point, we don't yet have an identity of the woman who was killed in this fire, but St. Anne police are telling us this morning that she was in her 70s. We can show you video from earlier when the scene here was much more active overnight. The first call coming in about 1:40 this morning. Fire crews from multiple different agencies responding here, including the Community Fire Protection District, West Overland, Maryland Heights, and Pattonville. There is heavy damage to this home, especially in the living room area just inside the front door. That is where Kevin Murray, a battalion chief with the Community Fire Protection District, tells me the fire started and where the woman was found. Authorities say a passerby first noticed the house on fire and called 911. Crews from the community district were the first to get here. Murray telling me they learned from a neighbor that the woman was in the home. Firefighters were able to find her and get her out of the burning house. She was rushed to the hospital, but tragically was not able to survive. Murray says a cause of the fire is still under investigation, but he tells me it was likely accidental in nature. There does not appear to be anything suspicious here. In addition to the woman, authorities say her two cats died in the fire as well. I'm told St. Anne police, as well as bomb and arson detectives, are continuing to investigate this fire. The bomb and arson call-in is, my understanding, relatively routine because this is a fatal fire. I was just speaking with Battalion Chief Murray. He continues to believe this was an accidental fire in nature as this investigation unfolds. For now, live in St. Anne, I'm Chris Fournier.
Thank you, Chris. It is 6:04 right now. Well, a Florissant mom is grieving after losing her 12-year-old daughter to the flu. She died at Children's Hospital Monday. The Power of Two's Max Deeknight shares the powerful message of her mom.
I just wish I could have saved my baby because I miss her so bad.
Jamie Thomas never imagined she'd have to bury one of her children. But on Monday, 12-year-old Tylasia, the oldest of Thomas's four girls, died from the flu, leaving this young mother and her grieving family with only pictures.
She was so funny and beautiful. She was a great big sister.
Thomas says Tylasia was her best friend, a free spirit, wise well beyond her years, a great student, big sister who greeted every single day with that beaming smile.
It was all just like ripped for me.
Thomas says it all happened so fast. She says Tylasia started feeling sick on Friday. She took her to the hospital on Saturday, but her symptoms got progressively worse. By Monday, she was gone.
If I had known that I only had 12 years with her, them hugs would have been a little bit more tighter. It would have been a lot longer.
The St. Louis County Health Department says flu cases are on the rise, with 1,300 new cases countywide last week alone. Thomas says they are stunned, in a desperate financial situation, and they need help with funeral expenses. They started a GoFundMe in hopes they can give Tylasia a proper send-off.
Please help me lay my baby to rest.
And that was Max Deeknight reporting. Nurses at SSM Health St. Louis University Hospital plan a candlelight vigil tonight for patient safety. Meanwhile, the nurses had a two-day strike in December to highlight the same issue. The nurses union is also worried about patient care, staffing, and workplace violence. A committee of St. Louis aldermen will hear from union members today about safe staffing levels at our hospitals. The candlelight vigil is at 6 tonight outside of the old SLU hospital on Grand.
Well, a disturbing discovery of a 16-year-old sold for sex at an area casino. It is one of the many recent cases with ties to sex traffickers not from our area. St. Louis County Police say that Max Mitchell from Memphis and Angel Henderson from Florissant sold a 16-year-old for sex at River City Casino. Well, the casino tells Fox 2 casino employees are the ones who caught it, and court records say police believe more underage victims could be found.
We want you to know that if this is happening, you're not alone. There are resources, and you deserve justice for your family and support for everyone in it.
Both law enforcement and survivor advocates say traffickers begin their recruitment of children online on the internet, and partnerships are forming to try and stop it.
Blatant mail theft caught on camera in St. Louis. There are now calls from Congress to do something more about it, and more people getting late mail or no mail at all. Multiple thefts are caught on video, including a heist at the main post office downtown and blue mailboxes in neighborhoods. Democrats, St. Louis Congresswoman Cori Bush, and Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley have both written letters to Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, demanding action on issues like staffing levels and working conditions.
The mail's a lifeline. People depend on it. Their medications come in the mail. Of course, communication with family comes in the mail. Bank statements, I mean, things people rely on.
The Postal Service launched the Project Safe Delivery campaign back in May. That includes replacing 10,000 outdated blue boxes nationwide and nearly 49,000 locks with new electronic versions.
Well, a St. Louis Alderman committee reviews a plan today to create a new law against unlawful discharge of a firearm. Last night, the debate over how to address dangerous driving in St. Louis was the focus of another committee. And Alderman Shane Cohn says that he's been working on a way to bring back red light cameras. He says once they went away, the driving problems increased. This time around, though, he says the plan would include using money collected from offenders to fund neighborhoods like safety traffic improvement funds and things like that. Some residents raise concern over how the cameras would be used and believe there are more effective ways of changing the behaviors of dangerous drivers.
And the Power of Two is your local election headquarters. An Illinois judge orders former President Donald Trump be removed from the state's presidential primary ballot. Cook County Judge Tracy Porter's ruling comes a month after the Illinois State Board of Elections unanimously voted Trump could remain on the primary ballot. The Illinois primary election set for Tuesday, March 19th. Judge Porter's ruling has been paused until tomorrow to give him time to appeal. Last night, the Trump campaign said this is an unconstitutional ruling that we will quickly appeal. Illinois Representative Mike Bose also criticized the decision in a statement, saying a Chicago judge has put her will above the will of Illinois Republican voters. This is blatant election interference, and it must not stand.
Well, today is the last day of February, and while it's still the shortest month, we do get an extra day this year. It's a leap year, so this is a leap day. And some businesses are offering deals that only come around once every 4 years on these leap days. For those heading out the door and still in need of some breakfast, you got Duck Donuts in Chesterfield. They have a sweet deal for you. For $2.29, you can get a cinnamon sugar donut and a medium hot coffee or cold brew. You may order that deal online or in the store. All Lion's Choice locations in Missouri and Illinois also have a leap day deal today. They say the extra day on the calendar means you deserve an extra sandwich. So when you purchase one original roast beef sandwich, you get one free. You can access that coupon through the Lion's Choice app or their social media pages on Instagram or Facebook. And Blueberry Hill in the Del Mar Loop has a leap day deal as well, but it has one specific requirement. You may get a free beer, cocktail, glass of wine, or soft drink, one of those, today, but you must show your ID proving you are 29 years old. No older, no younger. It's important to note, February 29th does not have to be your birthday. You just have to be 29 years old today.